Yo, welcome back to the Traumafied Podcast, man, with your boy Zell Johnson. Listen, man, I got a question for us, man. Men and women, I got a question for us. Men, is it our fault? Is it our fault that the new generation of women are acting the way they act? Now, hear me out. I'm on the fly again, man. I just had a thought. I just wanted to talk about it. You know how women, I'm going to just get straight into it. Let's just fucking get straight into it. You know how women go above and beyond. Not all, I shouldn't even, let me not say women. These young girls, because I don't want to offend women. It's a lot of strong sisters out there that's holding shit down, that don't get the recognition they deserve. But let's just talk about what's popping right now. Not to diss on nobody, but let's just talk about it. Y'all know what I'm talking about, especially the young generation. Men, is it our fault? And I ask you this question because for how many years in the rap songs and in our neighborhood did we talk about a fat ass? Oh, she got a fat ass. Oh, fat ass, fat ass, fat ass, fat ass, fat ass, fat ass. I'm not lying. Y'all motherfuckers know I'm not lying. Girl walked by with a fat ass. Oh, we down behind her like a fucking goddamn dog in heat. Myself included. I'm not excluded from this shit. But is it our fault? Is it our fault that these women are getting these ass injections, these lip injections? Is it our fault that they doing all this shit? Because, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. Women, they like compliments. They like to feel good. They like to feel reassured. They like that reassurement. They like, you know, compliments, you know? Women like that. They're sensitive creatures, and they like to feel like they're needed and that they're cared about and that they're pretty and that they're beautiful. They like that. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with that. But I'm just thinking, man, like these women that are getting all these ass shots and making their ass big and pushing their titties up, it ain't for other women. You know? Now, I know there's people out there that date the same sex, but I'm talking about as a whole now. It's for the men. It's for the attention. It's for the reassurance. It's for that compliment. And so I'm thinking like, wait a minute, I'm just sitting here thinking like, yo, I think it's our fault. I think it's our fault, man. I think in our rap music and in the hood, we put too much emphasis on a woman having a fat ass. Now, you got all these women running out here breaking their necks, literally dying to get a fat ass because they feel like that's going to make them feel wanted. That's going to make them feel pretty. That's going to make them feel beautiful. That's going to help their self-esteem if they have self-esteem issues, if they have daddy issues, because let's keep it real, man. Like, they know what we like. They know what we're looking at. And I think that the addiction started because of what men always said they wanted. Fat ass, fat ass, fat ass. Oh, she gotta have a fat ass. Now you got all these women out here dying to get a fat ass. And it's like, oh shit. Did we do this to them? Now I know it's a lot of y'all brothers out there that don't want to wear that. You know, y'all don't want to wear that, but let's keep it a buck now. Let's keep it a buck. They ain't doing this shit for themselves. Like women, don't get me wrong, they like to have a shape and a figure, but hear me out, check me out. I'm gonna get on some weird scientific shit for y'all. Let's say we lived in an alternate reality, right? Stick with me here. Say we lived in an alternate reality where men chased after women that were slim and slender and didn't have the extra hips and curves, do you think women would be dying to get hips and curves? Me personally, I don't think so. I think it's based off what the man wants. I think, I could be wrong. Not to say that every single man wants a woman with a bad ass. I'm not saying that. You know, because that's just, you know, that shit is only good when you're hitting it from the back. Once you're done hitting it from the back, it's like, okay, now you got to deal with her attitude, her personality. You got to learn this person. So that's why a lot of these men hit it and quit it and run, because they only want you for what you can on your ass, what's on your backside. Again, myself included. But think about that, though. If we lived in an alternate reality where all men, say goddamn Elon figured out a way to get to a whole nother fucking star system, right? And everybody on that planet liked it, women that were slim. That was the thing. They liked slim women or small, like, you know what I mean? Do you think that women would still be getting ass injections? I mean, these women are literally risking their life to feel wanted. Fuck everything else. They want to feel wanted. They may have daddy issues, self-esteem issues. They could have got picked on when they was a kid. And they watching us, man. They watching us. They know what men like. They know what we running down behind. Come on now. They know what we running down behind. And I'm not saying it's everybody. I don't want you motherfuckers to get butthurt. I'm not saying it's everybody. Shit was just on my mind. And I'm thinking like, damn, is it our fault? Shouldn't we have just, like, in the 90s, women didn't, like you look at the hip-hop videos in the 90s and the early 2000s versus now. Not even the fact that it's over-sexualized. I ain't tripping on that. Women, y'all can, I ain't got no issue with you loving who you are, loving your body, being confident in your skin. But look at the 90s, look how shit was till now. Fat ass. It's all in the music. It's all in the hood. Y'all know. Social media. Y'all seen the videos, the memes, the jokes. Come on. Be for real. Is it our fault? Some of y'all say no. Some, I'm kind of leaning more towards yeah, because like, I mean, your shitter is back there. You feel me? So what's all, you feel me? So it's like, it has to be based off what we want. You know, women got to jump to put their jeans on and shit like that. It's like, okay, but are you doing it because of you? Or are you doing it because of what the culture is chasing, what the man is chasing? Are you doing it because you got low self-esteem? Are you doing it because you got some trauma in your life, you hurt? Are you doing it because you want to fit in? Or are you doing it just because you like the way it look? But I just don't believe that women would go through all that pain and all that money to look like something they not, because that's what you're doing. Not to say guys don't do weird shit. These motherfuckers putting on a fake hair caps now, you know what I'm saying? I seen one dude, man, his shit was lighter than the rest of his goddamn face. I was like, oh shit. He probably should goddamn get his money back for that one. But, you know, I'm just saying, like, I see these women with these eyelashes, right? Y'all don't need that shit. Now, listen, if you like the way it look, if you think it's cute, okay, cool. Nothing's wrong with that. You're allowed to love and like whatever you want. But I'm just telling you, you don't need that. Men was chasing down behind y'all before y'all had them eyelashes. You don't need it. I just want to let y'all know. You don't need it. Now, if you like it and it's your thing, cool. I ain't hating on you. But you don't need all that shit, man. My wife don't wear makeup. I married my wife. She had on makeup. I was like, okay, you know, it's nice. But I fell in love with the person with the bare face. No lashes, no lipstick, no makeup, no none of that. You don't. If a man really, really likes you, you don't need it. I'm gonna say this again. If you like it, nothing's wrong with that. But I just asked the question, is it our fault that these women is going to get these BBLs, putting their life in danger, doing shit under the table, going to these bootleg doctors, fucking themselves up for what a man like? Like, man, is it our fault? Is it our fault, fellas, man? Holler at me. Let me know something, man. I know some of y'all don't want to wear that shit. And I mean, I'm not really wearing it. I'm just, hey, I'm talking about us as a whole, the black man community. White dudes don't give a fuck. They just like, you know, oh, Sarah and Becky and Suzanne, they don't give a fuck. They just like, they like whoever they connect with. Asian motherfuckers, you don't see an Asian man chasing a fat ass? You don't see a white man chasing a fat ass? It's us. We chasing a fat ass. You know, and you know, I see some Latino brothers and Mexican brothers chasing that fat ass too. But is it our fault, fellas? Share this video, man. I really do want somebody's opinion. Is it our fault? What's that nigga name that always got three-piece suit on? Kevin Samuels or some shit? Ask that motherfucker. Is it our fault? You know? I don't know. But I don't think these sisters, man, especially with all the trauma we've been through in our community, all the hell that no one else can understand unless you walking around with a certain skin color and you from a certain part of town, I don't think women should be rushing and breaking their neck to get a fat ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, unless that's what you like, but check it out. You don't even see your ass. Only people see your ass is other people. That's why y'all got to stand in the mirror and twist and turn and twirl, because it's like, you don't see your ass. You know, that's the dogs behind you sniffing, trying to see what's up. I've been that dog. Fuck yeah, I've been that dog. I ain't gonna cap. But man, I'm just wondering, man. The older I get, I'm like, I think we need to tell our sisters they're beautiful the way they are. However they look, you know, be you. You don't need the white girl hair and the blonde hair. Rock your hair. And I know this is, some of y'all might be like, nigga, your wife is half white. She mixed. So say that shit. Okay. I'll wear it. I will wear that shit. Y'all got me on that one. I can't even cap. You got me on that one. But look, man, I just want to let y'all know, I come from a black woman, a woman. You know, my sister-in-laws, they black women. My cousins, they black women. So, yeah. I don't want y'all to feel like you gotta look a certain way for these goofy ass motherfuckers. Cause these dudes goofy, man. A lot of these motherfuckers goofy as hell. They not real, man. These motherfuckers be fake. You know what I'm saying? They tell you what you wanna hear, hit it from the back, they got their little fantasy off, and then they gonna start tripping on you. I don't give a fuck how they feel. I'm married. I don't give a fuck how y'all niggas feel. I'm married. This is just me coming on here telling my truth. Now, this is my truth now. My truth ain't all the truth. My truth ain't everybody's truth. Shit, my truth might be a goddamn lie to some of y'all. I'm keep it a buck. Some of y'all might be, man, this motherfucker straight, he a goofy. I'll wear it. I don't give a fuck. I was here before the internet. I'm gonna be here after the internet, you know what I mean? Well, I don't know about that last part. You don't know how long this crazy-ass shit gonna be around, man. But listen, man, I'm on the fly. I just had a thought on my mind, man. And like I told y'all, this is like my therapy, man. And I just wanted to ask, men, is it our fault that these women doing all this shit to their body? They don't even gotta do that. Women, if y'all look at how y'all look, we gonna still sleep with you? We still gonna sleep with you? We've been procreating for what? Millions? How long human beings been around? A cool million? You think you need all that extra shit? Hell no, you don't need all that extra shit. You straight the way you is. And trust me, if you look like yourself and act like yourself and embrace yourself and be yourself, the man of your dreams gonna come along and gonna swoop you off your feet. He ain't gonna be perfect. It's gonna be rocky. It always is, this life. It ain't gonna be no Disney fairy tale ending, it never is. But this man, listen, be you a gazillion percent. And I'm telling you, the man of your dreams gonna find you. He gonna find you, and he gonna love your ass the way you are. You know what I'm saying? Listen, man, it's your boy Zell Johnson, man. Like, share, subscribe. I ain't even on YouTube yet, but I guess, shit, I don't know. I guess y'all can subscribe. Hell, I don't know. I'm new to this. It's your boy Zell Johnson, man. It's the Trauma 5 Podcast. Hey, I'm gonna talk to y'all.